What happened to Uncle Vinny's?
Uncle Vinny's. So I go up there on a Wednesday, Thursday. Jim Florentine. Do you know him? He's a really good comic.
Worked with him. Yeah.
He recommended me for this club.
Okay.
So he wasn't even there, but he has enough clout there that he was like, I have a guy in Philly that's good. He's trying to get more clubs. Will you put him on here?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yeah, we'll give him two nights, Wednesday, Thursday. So there's no hosts. It's just opener and headliner.
Yeesh.
So I just open for this guy named Jimmy Graham. I'll get into that in a second.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah. Round.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, that okay. guy.
All right.
South Jersey Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't be naming him like this. It's kind of mean. But because he was nice. I get there. There's like eight people in what would be a sick room. The room could be fucking awesome. There's like eight people Wednesday night. I go on stage. I'm like, am I the host or who's hosting? And the owner's like, I'm going to host.
Oh, God, that's the kiss of death, dude.
So he's like, I'll go on, do a couple jokes. He literally does 10 seconds. He gets on stage and he's like, hey, how are you? What are you guys, married? We got any couples, any birthdays? All right. Your first comic all the way from Philly, make some noise, Sean Gillis. So I walk on stage and I'm like, holy shit, this is... So I'm going and it's eight people eating dinner.
What the fuck are you supposed to do?
Eight people from fucking North Jersey just sitting there eating dinner. And it's like, I'm talking about fucking coming and fucking... And then I start like making fun of the fact that I'm bombing. I'm like, you guys should see me when I fucking crush. Like, if there's a crowd, I fucking crush.
Well, the annoying thing is those guys in that situation would be like, this is when you got to turn on extra. And it's like,
exactly.
Dude, shut the fuck up,
man. I know, exactly. So I'm up there talking about like, I'm fucking bombing this. And I'm starting to get them in. Because now I broke down this dumb fucking fourth wall of me up here being like, hey, so my dad is a lot like a broken Alexa. Yeah. You can ask him questions, but he just gives you random answers. Hey, how's your chicken parm? Hey, we got any birthdays? But
I wish you got, like, you hit your head so hard that you just went up there with just a hat. You're like, hey, so how long you guys been married? Clap it up for the longest man.
So I do that, and then at the end of it, I'm just like, fuck it. Not that this matters, but you guys care if I do some new stuff? Like, I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, like, go do it. So I started doing some stuff, fucking around. It was all good.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, it wasn't good. It was like, it was eight people.
It's eight fucking people, man.
It sucked. But it was as good as I possibly could do.
Yeah.
And they liked me. It just, you're not going to catch rolling laughter with fucking eight spread out old people from North Jersey.
Precisely.
So I'm like, you know what's going to suck is like watching this fucking headliner crush.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because in my head right now, I'm like, there's nothing I can do. Like, I'm saying this to the crowd. I'm like, you guys, there's literally nothing. What are we going to relate to?
Yeah.
You and me. And it's like some old lady like, oh. I'm like, what can we agree on that's funny? And I closed with 69ing my dad. And I brought up the fucking headliner. And then the owner's like, come with me. And he takes me outside, the club owner. And he's like, look, a little piece of advice. Never let the audience know you're bombing. Don't tell them you're bombing, because then they get in on it and all that. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. But I'm like, oh, man, thanks. Yeah, I never thought of that. Like, thanks a lot. And then he got mad. He seriously got, like, a serious face, and he was like, I'm a club owner. You're a comic. This is a comedy club. You don't do new shit here. This isn't a workout room. If you come to my club, you're doing your material. I don't want to see that again.
Wow.
And I was like,
you won't.
Holy shit, dude. It took everything in me to not be like, you fucking loser.
Oh, my God.
You fucking 80s hack fucking loser.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
I go back inside. The headliner is doing street jokes.
Yep.
Real life jokes that I knew.
Yeah.
He did one that somebody in the audience knew the fucking answer and said it.
Dude, I've seen that.
Knew the punchline.
So many fucking times.
There's so many old hacks that do street jokes. Which sucks, because he was funny. He could have been funny. I think he might have been mailing it in.
Imagine getting that talk on the side of 73 fucking 50 times where you're like, street jokes it is, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I could never do that.
That guy gave me that talk. So then the next night I show up, that was Wednesday night. All day I'm just like, fuck, I gotta go back to this shithole.
Like 10 minutes.
No, dude, I went back. There's probably like 15 people, 20 people on Thursday. So you can do something.
Yeah.
And I fucking had a really strong set. Like, I fucking, all right. I buried old Jimmy pretty hard. Like, yeah. They loved what I was doing, hated the street joke shit.
Didn't like the street jokes.
One guy was like, I heard that before when he did the street joke. Good. And he was like, I said these were old jokes. But the owner wasn't there. He left.
Of course.
I was like, make sure you tell the fucking owner. Because there was a new lady working and she was like, that was awesome. And I was like, yeah, tell fucking Dino or Vito or whatever that fucking guy's name was. And I left. It was fucking nice. But yeah, that was a fucking nightmare.
That's the worst.
Then I did the black show where no one was there.
Yeah.
But then Oklahoma. Oh, no. And then I went to Boston, had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
It was a rough couple of gigs.
That was and then a tough fucking week.
Went out with Soder to Oklahoma. That
all
was
came back, dude.
All I needed, baby.
That's awesome.
I'm back. I'm number one.